taking the first team reps whenever I'm in there with him. Just making sure that I'm in the right spot at the right time. And if anything needs to be changed, make sure I go talk to him and make sure we straighten it out on the sidelines after the play.
Where are you with that? Year one, year two, now year three. What's the differences you've seen?
It's getting better. I mean, I've been taking more reps at it. So, I mean, that's what's ultimately going to help me the most is getting more reps. And just, you know, the more reps I get with him, the more I'm on the same page. And when I do mess something up, you know, being able to talk to him and have him explain, you know, what I need to do next time. I think that's what's going to help me the most.
What did you focus on the most in the offseason after you left here on your own?
We changed kind of some of the footwork that we've done on a lot of routes. So that's kind of what I focused on mostly is kind of getting that down and the way we changed it. Just a little different from last year. So that's pretty much what I worked on mostly in the offseason.
In what way has your body changed from year one as a rookie to now?
Well, pretty much the same weight. So I don't think anything's really changed.
Jeff, there was a play in the red zone where it looked like he may have thrown a little bit behind you, but the conversation between you two, the interaction after that,
yeah.
I don't know if we would have seen that last year or maybe, and certainly not the year before. What transpired there? Was he just a little off?
Yeah, he just came up to me and said, great route, and he was just, the ball was a little behind me, so that's just one of those things, you know, the ball's behind you, you try to make the catch, and, you know, I didn't, but, you know, it's kind of nice when he comes up after you and says, you know, hey, good route. I mean, that's a confidence builder right there.
Right. That shows you guys how far you guys have come.
Exactly. Yeah.
That relationship,
yeah, I think so. I mean, might be reading a little too much into it, but yeah, like I said, whenever I'm in there with him, I just try to be on the same page, and you know, when something does go wrong, I try to, you know, talk about it after the play.
Where do you think you are as a route now? Because we've all heard that in your college days, mm-hmm. the route was just run fast and
right.
beat somebody. So where are you now in your progression with that?
I think I've definitely gotten a lot better. That's another thing that's just going to come with reps too. I think the more reps I get in running complex routes, the better I'm going to get at it. You know, just going in there and having to run one, you know, it's going to take time, and that's what practice is for.
How was that Arizona game last year in the playoffs for your relationship with Aaron? You get all that those game reps, had to do more than tons of practice reps, right?
Yeah, I think it showed him that I can make big plays and when the ball's thrown my way. And hopefully, you know, this year I'll be able to build off that.
How do you build off your special teams performance? Like, you became a professional gunner,
yeah.
And you don't want to lose that, right?
Just keep doing the same thing. I mean, just keep making plays and, you know, keep making tackles at gunner and keep, you know, whatever, punt return, everything. I mean, just keep making plays.
When did you realize you'd become a pretty decent tackler? Because I'm sure that wasn't something you did a whole lot of.
No, I didn't do too much of that. You know, I don't know. It's just one of those things you do as a football player that you just kind of grow up doing, and you just kind of, it's kind of when you're out on the field reacting, you just kind of do it.